You don't need to be a bird expert to identify this remarkable bird when you see it. Its long bill makes it look like some kind of dinosaur. And when it soars gracefully over the water, alone or in groups, it looks as though it can make time stand still. With the slightest wing adjustment, this bird rises up, then points its bill down and plunges into the water with a violent splash. Surely, once you see a brown pelican, you'll be a fan for life. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, and this is Bay Birds. We've become so used to seeing the brown pelican around San Francisco Bay that it is hard to imagine our bay without it. But that's nearly what happened in the early 1970s when habitat loss and pesticides, such as DDT, nearly wiped out the brown pelican population. DDT caused the bird's eggshells to thin so that when a female sat on her nest, her eggs often broke under her weight. This same problem nearly wiped out our national bird, the bald eagle. The brown pelican was first listed as endangered in 1970, but thanks to federal protection, it has bounced back in the last several decades from a low of only around 10,000 individual birds to over 650,000 globally. This last November, in response to the brown pelican's remarkable comeback, the federal government removed it from the endangered species list. Because the brown pelican is such an iconic symbol of our coastlines, we in the Bay Area tend to think of it as a California bird. But it can be found up and down the west coast of the United States, as well as along the Gulf Coast from Florida to Texas. Louisiana even includes the brown pelican on its state seal. Today, approximately 172,000 brown pelicans call Mexico and California home. Most of the ones we see here in California breed down in Baja, Mexico. The Channel Islands off of Santa Barbara are the only breeding sites within California. Nonetheless, brown pelicans are continually migrating up and down the coast, roosting on sandbars and pilings, and searching for food in shallow coastal waters, bays, and lagoons. So what's up with that bill, anyway? There's a famous poem, often credited to Ogden Nash or Dixon Lanier Merritt, that goes, "Behold the mighty pelican, his beak holds more than his belly can." Not exactly an ornithological treatise, but fun nonetheless. Of course, the brown pelican isn't just using its bill to hold food. It uses the pouch on its bill to fish, scooping up water and fish at the same time. It then drains the water out and swallows the fish. Sometimes you may observe a greedy gull or two trying to steal fish right out of a pelican's pouch as the pelican drains excess water. The brown pelican is another one of those spectacular California birds that relies on the health of San Francisco Bay to survive. It needs undisturbed areas to roost and a plentiful supply of food. And as long as we protect our bay, this wonderful visitor will remain a regular sight for years to come. That's it for Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. You can catch us on the air at the top of every hour, Thursdays on 1610 AM in Southern Marin and countywide at 4 PM on Cable Channel 26. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay. Since we recorded this edition of Bay Birds a few weeks ago, there has been breaking news regarding brown pelicans along the California coast. Brown pelicans have been found dying by the hundreds over the past few weeks. To date, over 1,000 birds have been found dead, and over 400 have been taken to international bird rescue research centers. Exactly what is causing these pelican deaths is still somewhat of a mystery. Many of the birds are showing up emaciated and waterlogged, meaning their feathers have become contaminated so that they are unable to stay dry and keep the birds warm. Waterlogged feathers lead to hypothermia in birds that are exposed to cold water and weather. What exactly is contaminating the birds' feathers is still unknown, although rescue workers describe their feathers as being coated with some sort of oily residue. The California coast has not suffered a recent oil spill, but winter storms may be increasing runoff into the bay and along our coasts. This stormwater runoff may contain oil and grease, and this could be contaminating the birds' feathers. Why other shorebirds are not being affected as much as the brown pelican is yet another mystery. Another possible cause of the pelican's illness is reduced food availability. We are in an El Niño year, and as is typical of El Niño years, food availability in the oceans has become scarcer. This happens because the deep cold currents shift farther offshore, plankton populations go down, and all species up the food web are impacted, including the anchovies that pelicans prefer to dine on. Necropsies on pelicans are showing atypical prey in their stomachs, such as worms and squid, rather than their usual diet of anchovy and sardine. At this point, it is unclear if this die-off will have significant impact on the brown pelican population or on its recent delisting from the endangered species list. If you come across dead or distressed pelicans, please call 866-954-3911. Again, that's 866-954-3911. As with all wildlife, do not approach live birds, as this can further stress ill birds or scare them away so that experts are unable to retrieve them and bring them to care facilities. For updated information on the brown pelican illness, you can contact the International Bird Rescue Research Center or the Department of Fish and Game. Again, this is Wendy Dahlia with the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. You've been listening to Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.